You're listening to Inside iOS Dev, show about real-world iOS development. Today with you, your host, Alex Bush. And today's episode is part two to the previous episode about iOS interview questions for senior developers in 2020, the article that I wrote. And this is the part two episode where I'm covering the article. So in this one, I'm going over next questions. So we'll start with question number four. What is MVC? It's a very fundamental question. And again, even though it's a very basic question, senior developers also need to know about it and expect it to give more detail on and show more depth of knowledge of such basic questions. So MVC stands for Model View Controller. It's a software design pattern Apple adopted. It came from Smalltalk. Apple adopted it towards their own kind of has its own reincarnation of it. Model is responsible for data. Controller is responsible, or view is responsible for rendering the data and getting input from the user, and controller is supposed to glue views and models together, right? And be this coordinator or controller, right? At the end of the day, Apple's flavor of it is more view skewed towards the view. That's why we don't really have controllers. We have view controllers. What you should know besides this basics that I just covered, you also need to know and understand that Model View Controller, MVC, is not your application architecture. That's just a design pattern for the view. And if you want to architect your application, especially architect it for scale, you probably should go for something else, something with more flexibility, something's more advanced, at least MVVM, MVP, coordinator, design pattern, or go for heavy-duty architectures such as Viper and Ribs. But again, as a senior developer, you should be aware of that. So a red flag that you could raise here is, well, simply not knowing what an MVC is, right? What it stands for and what that's a fundamental basic design pattern of Apple development in general. I think they use it on all the platforms. But nevertheless, again, as I mentioned already, as a senior dev, rather the expectation is that you know other design patterns and architectures. For further reading, look at Apple's article on their developer portal. It's called model-view-controller. Then objc.io has a great article called Lighter View Controllers. It's from one of their previous issues of when Objc.io had this monthly, I believe, issue of their articles. Then there's another article on Kanlu, I think that's how I say it, .com, about Massive View Controller, kind of the issues with MVC. Another one is on... It's an episode, actually, of this podcast, Inside iOS Dev, where Andrew and I covered the issues with view controllers. It's called the problems with view controllers. Another article you could read, Introduction to MVVM. That's also objc.io article. And then another episode of this podcast, View Models to the Rescue. As far as I recall, Andrew, in that episode, goes over a great example of where MVVM could save your bacon in a overblown view controller, massive view controller code base. And and another article you could read up on, a Model View Presenter. It's MVP by Martin Fowler. It's on his website, martinfowler.com. And as usual, you'll find those links. I'll put them in the... I'll put the link to the article in the show notes, and there in the further reading for that question, you can find links to those articles that I mentioned. The next question is number five. What do you know about singletons? Where would you use one and where would you not? Singletons are very, it's a very common design pattern. It's considered to be COCA core competencies design pattern. And it's used everywhere throughout all of the Apple examples. And they actually utilize singletons themselves in the API, the Cocoa API that they provide for us. The TLDR short answer, singleton is a class that returns only one and the same instance, no matter how many times you request it. What it really means at the end of the day is that you have a type, let's say networking service, and you implement a static method or a property rather, I think that's typically the implementation, called shared or something like that, or instance. And then in there, you basically cache that instance the very first time it's accessed, you initialize it, and then you cache it, and that's it. And then every other time, when they when through that static property, the instance is singleton is requested, you return the same instance. Singletons are unfortunately an anti-pattern. They have a lot of issues with them, and specifically, they encourage global states. They really deter, and there are a lot of issues with dependency injection. They really don't help at all with it. They make it more difficult. You have to tie things to specific concrete types instead of relying on interfaces, things like that. So, and in general, even though Apple promotes it, I do not recommend using singletons. And I know it's a kind of a debatable topic, if you will, but there were a lot of prominent articles written about by prominent experienced developers, basically kind of debunking, if you will, this design pattern and explaining why it's an anti-pattern. So the red flag for this question is, well, you should actually know what a singleton is and how to implement it and how to work with it, even though it's a necessary or unfortunate evil quite often. And for further reading to kind of get into the details of why I'm saying it's an anti-pattern, there are two resources you could go for. One is actually an episode of this podcast. It's called Why Singletons Are Evil. And another one is actually, yeah, similar title, Singletons Are Evil. It's by, you can find this article on wiki.c2.com. They cover it more there in more details and unwrap all the issues with singletons. So the next question is number 6. What's different between delegate and KeyVO? So this is this is also quite a common question on iOS interviews. The TLDR, the let's start with what is KVO, right? KVO, it stands for key value observation. So delegate design pattern and key value observation both are techniques for to establish relationships between objects. And a delegate establishes and declares, using a delegate, you declare a one-to-one relationship using protocols, delegate protocols. And then with key value observation, you declare and establish a many-to-many relationship using other techniques, but mostly it's a kind of declarative key value. Well, yeah, that's in the name, key value observation. And your keys likely will be either strings or I believe you could use like selectors or something like that for it. But the idea is if you want to, when you need to pass a message from one object to another, you need to be aware, are you in which type of relationship you are? Do you want to just send that message to one object? Then it's a delegate. You want to use delegate design pattern, and that object that receives the message will have to implement that protocol, a delegate protocol, and the delegatee will have to have a reference to that object that implements that protocol. And with key value observation, then another one is key value observation. If you want to send a message, but there are multiple receivers, you could use key value observation and then broadcast that message, and then whoever's listening and the broadcaster doesn't need to know who's listening, doesn't need to have a reference to them, and then the listeners, they subscribe using what is it called, the default center notification something like that object. And then they use that to subscribe to those broadcasts that other objects send, broadcast messages. And then one or many of those, or none actually, could be observing those broadcasts. That's overall the difference. There is another, KeyVO is a very rudimentary implementation of observable design pattern effectively. And the way better implementations are RX Swift and Reactive Cocoa, and now we have Combine, which does the same. Those are functional reactive programming libraries that help with observable design pattern and this broadcasting, you know, one-to-many broadcasting. A red flag for this question, well, essentially a seasoned developer should really know not only the difference between the two, but also what are that, you know, these are all implementations of observable design pattern, and what are the other options such as Combine or RX Swift that you have available to implement them. Further reading for this question, a delegation article on Apple's dev portal, key value observing, nshipster.com article is pretty good overview of KVO, and I highly recommend looking at two others, reactivex.io. That's a RX, not just RX Swift, but in general RX reactivex observables implementation and fundamental documentation for it. And then another one, Combine, take a look at Apple's documentation on Combine framework. As I mentioned before, FRP implementation kind of covers a lot of it as well. And the last question for today, number 7, what design patterns are commonly used in iOS apps? This is this is more or less fundamental question. All the developers should know that. The TLDR for this is MVC, Singleton, Delegate, and Observer. Those are the core, so-called core competencies design patterns used in Cocoa Touch applications. I already covered Singleton, MVC, and Delegate. An observer, actually basically covered all of them in other questions. A red flag for this, essentially when your interviewer is asking this type of question in one form or another, basically what they want to hear is something besides MVC, right? They want to know if you know any other design patterns, you know, again, such as Singleton, Delegate, and so on, that are commonly used in iOS apps. Well, besides just MVC, because MVC is just so basic for everyone. And for further reading, Model View Controller article on Apple's dev portal. And Apple's dev portal actually has another article about core competencies design patterns. The article's called Cocoa Design Patterns. You can find more about them there. All right, guys, that's it for today. This was part 2 of iOS interview questions for senior developers in 2020. I will do more episodes and cover more questions from that article. I also wrote a book called The iOS Interview Guide that covers these questions and many other questions. It breaks them down into groups such as UI questions, fundamental questions, storage questions, and so on. So If you're interested, check the link in the show notes. Yeah, if you want to reach us, you can tweet at us at InsideIOSDev or email us at hello@insideiosdev.com. And I'll see you next time.